This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 55. So, you want to start your own SEO agency? You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because many people have been emailing me and questioning me, "Hey, Grumpy SEO Guy, I'm starting an SEO agency. What should I do?" Or, "I recently started an SEO agency. What should I do?" Well, I'm not grumpy that you're emailing me, but I'm grumpy that nobody has provided clear information on this. So in this episode, I'm going to describe some of the things that I think are important for people that are either starting an SEO agency or thinking about starting an SEO agency. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. Before we get started, I want to say thank you to everybody who supports the show on Patreon, patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. This show takes a long time to make every week, and actually your support makes a big difference, so thank you very much. I want to say thank you to everybody who has subscribed on YouTube, and by the way, if you're listening to this on YouTube right now, hit subscribe and like, please, thank you. I want to say thank you to everybody who has joined the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, reddit.com/r/grumpyseoguy, and I want to say thank you to everybody who has emailed me. You can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. Please whitelist my email address because sometimes emails that discuss SEO will be categorized as spam and you might not actually see my response. Okay, let's get started. I'm going to split this episode into like two parts, kind of. The first part is going to be why should you start an SEO agency? And the second part is going to be what would I do if I were starting an SEO agency today? All right, why should you start an SEO agency? There are a few reasons that I think are maybe less than great reasons why you might want to start an SEO agency. One reason is because you are a coder or a programmer or a technical person and you think that that's what SEO is. Depending on how many pieces of content you listen to from Grumpy SEO Guy, you may already realize that that's not the case. But a lot of people think it is. And it makes sense that they might because, well, SEO is about the internet and the internet is a technical thing. So therefore, SEO is technical. No. Okay. Like web design is technical. I would say if you are designing websites, that is very technical. You probably know to some degree, some kind of programming or coding or whatever you're doing on the website. It's a pretty technical thing. It's not how SEO works. I've spoken before about how you don't need to understand HTML to do SEO. But really, knowing HTML doesn't really produce any benefit as far as SEO goes. And I think another point to make here is that a lot of people think that SEO is just this like process that is step by step. So it'll be like step one, do an H1 tag. Step two, you know, meta descriptions. Step three, title tags. And then like once you have finished all of these steps, your SEO work is finished and the website ranks at the top of the search engines. Now, clearly it doesn't work that way, but that's such a common theory that I just wanted to kind of get it out of the way that that's not how it works. The best way that I can describe SEO is SEO is basically the study of the relation between websites. And content is important, but not why you rank anyway. As I mentioned in episode 34, SEO is the relation of websites to each other. It is not about things that are done to some website. Okay. So a lot of people think, and I think this is just a good time to describe this again. A lot of people think that SEO is about what they do to a website. They think, I'm going to perform SEO on this website. I'm going to go in, I'm going to log in, I'm going to write some content, I'm going to change some headers, I'm going to install this plugin, you know, whatever. And then when I do that, the website will have better SEO. So, but ask yourself, what is SEO? What is it? SEO is getting websites to rank better in the search engines, okay? If what you're doing is not constructive toward that goal, you're not doing SEO. So in episode 34, I talk about how SEO is the relation between websites, not what is done to some website, okay? So in other words, what I talk about in that episode is, imagine there's some websites and they link to each other randomly. It doesn't matter for this example. And then if you make a change to one of those websites, how are the other websites affected? That is SEO. It has nothing to do, well, it has very little to do with what changes are being made to a given website. And it has a lot to do with how that website behaves relative to other websites. And how are other websites affected by changes to that website? Go listen to episode 34 if you want to learn more about that. But I'm telling you, that is SEO. SEO is not about changes that a person makes to a website. SEO is about the relation between websites. Go listen to episode 34. It'll explain it. So anyway, that's basically my point. If you find, I guess, relational behavior to be an interesting concept, maybe you're suited for SEO. I don't know. But my point is, don't think that you're just going to be like using a step-by-step document and that's doing SEO. Like, in other words, being good at following directions, like your step-by-step guide, is not really a thing in SEO. It's not like something that makes somebody successful. I guess if you're given like an SEO task or something, like say you work at an SEO agency and like your boss like gives you a task, like do these things, like then yeah, like maybe, but ultimately that's not how it works. Like, to be good at SEO, you got to be able to think about stuff like in ways that no one else does. Because remember, like, you are always thinking, what is the search engine doing? How do I need to respond or predict what the search engine is going to be doing? Okay. That's all I'm going to say about that, because I actually have other episodes to talk more about it. But my point is, you need to be more understanding of the big process and less understanding of, I need to adhere to this guide and it tells me exactly what to do. Because like, no, like that's not really how it works. So don't do it just because you're like a logical or like programmer type person. Like, those are good traits to have, but they are not necessities for SEO. Okay, the other reason that you should not do SEO is, if you heard somebody online say that SEO is a good way to generate income, just start a side hustle, offer SEO services, you'll become rich. No, like no, for many, many reasons. For example, the SEO industry is full of people that all say they are experts. You don't need more people in the SEO industry. Like, you will have so much competition. And I'm not saying that if you're good, you can't like beat your competition. Obviously you can. But when you're starting and you have no reputation and no one knows who you are, you have so much competition because everybody seems to offer SEO services. So it's not easy. It's not a good way to make money, and it's not easy to make money. So that person who told you you should offer SEO services to have like a side hustle, isn't that like what everybody like, get the side hustle? What's your side hustle, man? That term just absolutely drives me insane. I'm going to keep saying it. What's your side hustle? Do you have a side hustle? It's like, first of all, the word hustle implies some level of like suspiciousness. Anyway, I don't know. And it's funny because I literally spent many years in a co-working space, and like it was like all about the hustle like every day, and that's like what people talked about, and it was like on the posters on the walls, like the hustle. And I'm just like, oof. I feel like that's a gross way of saying work hard, and I know what people mean when they say it, but I also think that side hustle has become like way too trendy of a word, and I can't stand it. So plus, like, doesn't everybody have their side hustle? Last comment here, and then we're gonna move on. How many articles do you see, like, in your feed that are like, this guy started a side hustle and now he makes like $40,000 a month? It's like, ooh, a side hustle. Anyway, look, SEO is a terrible side hustle. It's a terrible side business. It's a terrible thing if you're not like very, very interested in the concepts of SEO and the theories and the understanding of how search engine algorithms work. Don't think that you're just gonna like offer a little bit of SEO services on the side and like somehow make a lot of money, because you're not, and you're probably not gonna like be very good at it if you do it that way. I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm just trying to tell you, like, I mean, look, I don't know, but I feel like a lot of people online who are telling you that you should start an SEO business to make some additional cash, like, let me ask you a question. Are those people, are they trying to sell you a course telling you how to start your SEO agency? Because that's why they're telling you to do it. Anyway, I'm just going to leave it at that for now. I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you're doing it to make money, like, that's the wrong reason to do it, okay? Because it's very hard to make money, even if you're good at SEO. Okay, let's just break here for a minute. This is like business 101 that I'm going to teach you right now, okay? And like, I'm sure many of you know this already, but I'm just going to tell you anyway. Being good at something does not mean you will make money doing that thing. I'm going to say that one more time. Being good at something does not mean you're going to make money doing that thing. There are so many examples. Here's an example. Would you say that in order to become a popular musician, you have to be very talented musically? I would say yes. Now, people are going to be like, no, pop music is all produced and it's... Whatever. Just work with this example here, okay? Like, I don't care what you think about pop music. Just in order to be a successful musician, you probably have to be a pretty talented musician, right? I think we can all agree that the answer is yes to that question. Now, I guarantee you there are people online, you can find videos of them, that are supremely talented, that are better than many, many, many professional and popular musicians, okay? They probably practice all day long. They probably have ridiculous amounts of natural talent, which, by the way, are probably necessary to get into the like top levels of pop music anyway. Like, being the best at something doesn't mean you're going to be the most successful at it. So anyway, I'm just saying this because like everybody has the thought, I'm very good at this. I should make money doing this thing. And it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense that you would think that. But I just want to be very clear about this. It doesn't always work that way. Like, you can, sometimes you can be very successful at a thing that you're good at, but many, many, many times you're not. I bet you that there are many, many cafes that have failed, not because they didn't have the best food, not because they didn't have the best coffee, not because they didn't have whatever makes a cafe good, but for other reasons that are more related to business and less related to ability. I bet you that's the case. And I bet you that's the case for every industry, including SEO. So let me just close this little side comment here with this. If you don't have customers, you don't have a business. Being good at something and being good at sales are different, okay? A lot of people think, oh, I'm gonna be good at this thing, and then the product will just sell itself. It will just sell itself. No, it probably won't, especially in SEO. Let me just be very clear about that. Especially in SEO. Anyway, that's all I'm gonna say about that. Just, you know, being good at a thing doesn't mean you're making money at it. It might increase the likelihood of making money at it, but it's not a guarantee that you're going to make money at it. In fact, sometimes a business will bring in a CEO that has no experience in that field, but is a good CEO, okay? Because running a business successfully is not the same as understanding how a niche works. I feel like many of you understand that, but I probably just like shocked some of you who like have never even thought about that before. And no, like literally no offense if you've never thought about that before, okay? I feel like everybody is like, I'm good at this. I'm going to turn this into a business. I'm good at it and therefore I will be successful. Maybe, but there's a lot more to it than that. So let me get back on topic. Sorry for that long tangent. Anyway, don't go into the SEO industry. Don't start an SEO agency if you don't like SEO. And here's my other point. If you are not good at sales, get salespeople. Okay? If you are not good at sales, get salespeople. Okay? Because like I just said, being good at a thing will not assure success. Anyway, enough of this boring stuff. Let's get into the next part. What would I do if I were starting an SEO agency now? If I were starting an SEO agency now, I would do the following things. I would learn as much about SEO as I possibly could. There are many ways to do this. You can read your favorite SEO blogs. You can listen to the Grumpy SEO Guy podcast. You can listen to whatever podcast you like. As long as it's contributing useful knowledge to you, you should follow it. So the reason I'm mentioning this is there are people who will post on the SEO subreddit sometimes and they will say, guys, I got an SEO client. What should I do? Well, I really like you got a client and you don't know what to do for that client. How did you even get that client? And there are different ways that you can actually get a client when you don't know what you're talking about, but try to not find yourself in that situation, okay? So understand as much as possible so that when you're meeting with prospects, and remember, a prospect is somebody who hasn't paid you yet. It's not a client until you get paid, okay? They are a prospect if they are thinking about working with you. They are a client once they are working with you and paying you, okay? So you want to not find yourself in meetings with prospects where you don't know the answers to their questions. Now, of course, that's going to happen, but still, probably you don't want to find yourself in that situation. So learn as much as you can. Don't think, I'm going to offer SEO, and then go into a meeting with your client or your prospect, and you're like, so I offer SEO. And they're like, oh, cool. Where can I sign up? Because like, I have not had a meeting that went like that. So I don't know. Maybe somebody has. But try to understand as much as you can and ask a lot of questions and listen to a lot of stuff and test things out. The next thing that I would do if I were starting an SEO agency is I would determine how am I going to get backlinks for my clients. Most SEO will involve backlinking. You will either need to build backlinks from websites that you manage or from other websites that you somehow are in a partnership with, or I don't know, however you want to describe it. We'll talk about that more in a minute. But anyway, if you're going to do it with your own portfolio of authoritative blogs, and by the way, you can learn more about that on 3, 4, and 5. Those three episodes of Grumpy SEO Guy explain how to build your own portfolio of authoritative blogs. But maybe you don't want to do it that way. So if you don't want to use your own sites, you need to get them from somewhere. So what people do sometimes is they will be in contact with people who have access to authoritative websites and can build backlinks for them. Of course, you're going to have to pay for that. Anyway, you're also going to have to pay for your own sites if you want to do it that way. So guess what? It costs money either way. Just decide if you want to spend money building your own sites or you want to spend money buying backlinks from other people. Anyways, the point is, I don't care how you do it, but choose before you start getting clients. Don't be one of those people who posts a thread, oh, I got a client, what do I do? So it doesn't matter. But if you're going to build a portfolio, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit more because that's really what I've been talking about for this entire podcast, not this episode, but like, I mean, this whole podcast from episode one, you should build it and then get a client, okay? Because sometimes it can take a long time to build a portfolio. What if you get a client and then you can't find any websites to buy? Well, that's not good. So you should have it up and running and then try to get clients, okay? Now, I'm not going to tell you how to run your business, but that's what I would do. So if you really want a summary, what I would do if I were going to start an SEO agency, number one, I would learn as much as I possibly can. Number two, I would build a portfolio previous to trying to get any clients so that you are ready and have the ability to take those new clients when you get them. I would also, as I mentioned, hire salespeople or take sales classes, because selling for many people is very difficult. And if you don't have clients, you don't have any money. So don't assume that just being good at SEO is enough to be successful, because it's not. I'm not going to tell you what sales classes to take. I'm not going to tell you how to hire salespeople, because you got to find something that works for you, honestly. But you need a way of getting clients. So perhaps a better way of describing this question would be, figure out how you're going to get clients. Are you going to advertise? Where are you going to advertise? Are you going to advertise in print? Are you going to advertise online? Are you going to advertise to your network of friends? Do you know web developers that you can work with who can refer you for SEO people? Do you know PPC people that can refer you for SEO people? I don't know how you're going to do it, but you got to come up with some way to do it, because you need clients. So that's what I would do. Okay, there's one more thing that I haven't mentioned that I want to mention, because it's very important. I'm not going to tell you what you should do when it comes to finance things, okay? But let me tell you, if you're thinking about starting an agency, and I know that many of you know this already, but if you're thinking about doing this, please have enough money saved up for, I don't know, a year or 6 months or something, so that when you don't have any clients, you can still pay for accommodations and food, okay? Like, and I know that you know that, but I just want to remind you in case like somebody hasn't like thought that through, because it's going to cost money. Look, it's going to cost money to build a portfolio. It's probably going to cost money to advertise, okay? Like whatever you do, it's going to cost money, okay? And then you have to pay for a residence, and you have to pay for your food, and you have to pay for whatever else you have. If you live in America, you're going to have to pay for health insurance. So plan on spending a lot of money on that, because health insurance in America is very expensive, especially when you're self-employed. So that's a fun other topic that I could do a very long complaining lecture episode on, but I'm not going to. So I might actually. Anyway, just be aware, like whatever you like, it's not like you just start a business and then you start making money. Like it's not. Everybody thinks that it is, unless you've actually done it and then you know that it's not the case, but it's not. It's very difficult. Like one more disclaimer. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a tax advisor. Okay. And this is only for if you live in America. I don't know what the rules are where you live. But listen, you're going to have to pay taxes on whatever money that you make. And you're probably going to have to pay estimated taxes if you start making money. Okay. So instead of being like a normal person and paying taxes once a year, you're going to have to pay taxes 4 times a year, estimated based on what you think you're going to make. So plan for that. If you make money, don't spend all of it, because some of that has to be paid for taxes. Okay. Just things to think about. Again, you probably realize this already, but like for the people that don't, I'm just telling you, it's way more expensive than you think it's going to be. Okay, now I'm done. Okay, I know this episode was not like the super specific things that you were looking for, but like it's literally the fundamentals of what should I do. And it makes no sense to do an episode about like very specific things, like for example, onboarding clients, or like how to like arrange a meeting with a prospect. Like you guys, this is those things. First of all, those things are not specific to SEO. So like, I don't think that this is necessarily like the correct place to be getting that information. I mean, I could help you with that, but you know, that's not like an SEO specific thing. Okay. So like onboarding clients, sure, whatever. Like how to handle like a meeting with a prospect, sure, whatever. Like how to deal with a difficult client, yeah, sure, whatever. Like those can happen, but those are not like specific SEO things. So that's why we didn't talk about them today. But if there's more interest, maybe I could do another episode on that. Anyway, I hope this was helpful, and I know it was basic, but I feel like it probably provided more information than some people already had. And I hope I have not turned you off from SEO, but just consider that there are right and wrong reasons to get into any industry, and SEO is included in that group of businesses that have good and bad reasons to get involved with them. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions, or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is GrumpySEOGuy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about the reason that mainstream SEO advice is often wrong and bad.